Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before we get started, because we're going to have a different show today, we're going to have some fun. I told you that yesterday. But before we get started with that, I do want to give a shout out and let everyone know that our prayers and our thoughts are with all the folks in Charlotte, North Carolina, and across this land who are hurting and suffering. And it doesn't matter to me which side of the coin you're on with this. We are all Americans, and I am concerned about everyone. So I want to give a shout out and let you know that we are remembering you in our thoughts and in our prayers every day as we try our very best to bring this land together. And as I close each day to bring America home. Well, today's show, it's going to be a little bit different, maybe a little far out for you, but bear with me. I mentioned to you yesterday what we were going to take a break from the politics, but are we really? Are we really? Space aliens. Do you believe there is life out there? Space aliens living among us, maybe. We laugh about that as our imaginations go crazy sometimes, but truthful. You've wondered, haven't you? Especially after watching Men in Black. Is that guy or gal or whatever, is that a space alien? From Lost in Space, Twilight Zone, Star Trek, Star Wars, and oh, one of my favorite movies, John Carter. We liked and loved to have our imaginations peaked, tweaked, furthered. We have our own unknown UFOs here. We have Roswell, New Mexico. We have our own Area 51. Do you believe in aliens? My dad used to sit out on the stoop of the house for long periods of time at night, looking up to the stars. Do you remember Sputnik? Dad was watching the skies to see if he could see one of those satellites, or after the space launches, one of the spacecraft orbiting the Earth. And he pointed out to me the Milky Way. I'd sit there by him, and he'd point out the Milky Way, and he'd point out some of the constellations, but I was just a kid. Today's guest, Jim Mars, he's an award-winning journalist with the New York Times, best-selling author. We're going to talk about aliens, and we're going to share with you this exciting book, The Battlefield Earth, The Saga of the Year 3000. It's a special edition. It's written by L. Ron Hubbard, who is no longer with us. So, since the year's politics seems to be at times from outer space, I thought it was only appropriate and fitting that we break from that seriously and from that seriousness and exercise our imagination and explore the unknown. Is there life on other planets? Or, like, do they walk among us, like on Star Trek? Is it more like, beam me up, Scotty, there's no intelligent life form down here? Well, this is CSC Talk Radio, and we're going to welcome Jim Mars to the unknown realm of Beth Ann. Jim, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. How are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann. I'm just doing great. And yes, you know, I'm still looking for intelligent life on Earth.
I love that old joke. I don't think he ever really said that on the show.
No.
But I do love that joke.
I'm surprised to hear you say you're a fan of John Carter, because I thought I was the only one.
Oh, I love that movie.
But I think my interest and love goes back to Edgar Rice Burroughs and all his John Carter of Mars books. I read all those as a kid, I don't know, back in the 40s or 50s or something like that. And I just loved them, and I thought they did a pretty good job with the movie.
Yeah, it didn't make it. But I love the movie. I've got it on DVD, and I watch it every now and then. And my DVD is broke. My player's broke, so I'm going to have to go find one somewhere and watch John Carter again. I just love it. I thought you were going to say the reason you were interested in it was the clothing that the princess wore.
Well, that's always an attraction for the male animal, of course. Same thing with Battlefield Earth, you know.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah. Speaking of Battlefield Earth, the whole idea is because they reissued it in a really handsome volume. But you know what? There's something that just blows me away. They've also issued an audio book that is 47 and a half hours long.
Well, we got winter coming on.
Yeah. It's got 67 actors portraying 198 characters, over 150,000 sound effects, and a full cinematic musical score. It's a movie for the mind, okay? And so what I'm thinking, if you have to make a long commute every day, that would be so cool to just sit there and have this whole interesting, thrilling science fiction story roll through your car as you're sitting in traffic.
Well, a year or two ago, I had someone on for the Ron Hubbard books that were the cowboy books, the cowboy stories, and they did the same with those, and I enjoyed them. I really did, and I do have a set. I don't have the audio yet. Now, Carmen told me I was going to get that. He booked you. He said you're going to get that, but, the book took forever to get here, the Postal Service.
I kind of followed that little give and take over the emails, and I don't know. Good old Postal Service. I guess it'll get there eventually, but...
Well, I live in a real small town, and so I just walked up to the post office. I guess it was Tuesday or Monday this week, and there it was Tuesday.
Great.
And there it was, plus the other one. So they both came. They sent another one, and I only opened one because we're going to give one away. And
I only
opened one, but I'm looking forward. I have to get on to Carmen. I'm looking forward to the audio set. And but I think that like we said, winter's coming on today. Is the first day of fall, the official day of fall. Yesterday ended summer, which I was kind of sad about, but I love fall, and I can't say I love winter, but I tolerate winter. So we'll go into the winter, and we'll maybe have those books. The book, I took it at home as kind of a joke last night because I was going to read parts of it and try to familiarize myself with it quickly. And my husband is quite the reader. And so he'll read a book every night or just about.
I handed it to him.
I said, here, can you read this and give me a synopsis on this tonight?
I wish you'd tell Texas that fall is here because I just checked. It's 90 degrees out there.
Well, here it's the same here in Missouri today. So fall hasn't quite arrived. Summer hasn't quite given it up. Kind of like winter doesn't like to give up in the spring.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Well, let's get on to this sci-fi. You're a big sci-fi fan, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, you know what? I was reading science fiction before it was acknowledged as a literary genre. Isn't that something? That was back late 40s, early 50s. I think it was the mid to late 50s before they finally decided that science fiction was actually a legitimate form of literary work, And you mentioned L. Ron Hubbard, who, of course, is the man who wrote Battlefield Earth. Today they only know him as the guy who started Scientology. But back then he was actually right up there with some of the best-known and stellar writers, especially science fiction, like Arthur C. Clarke and Isaac Asimov and Ray Bradbury, guys like that. And because I remember reading this years ago when it first came out, and it's long, but it's really, really interesting. And I think that the thing that makes it so apropos for today is that right now today, well, let me go back. I've been at it a long time, Beth Ann.
Okay, well, we're going to go back there when we come back from a break. I don't know if you can hear the music, but it's taken us in. You know, those nasty little things called commercials that try to keep me on the air. We're going to go into a break. You listening?
Got to pay the electric bill.
We got to pay the electric bill, and it's a high one, let me guarantee you. We're going into a break. When we come back, he's going to continue how he got into this, but I also want him. He's come up with a great trivia question. So because the Postal Service was a little slow on the first book, I got two books here, so I'm going to give one away, but you've got to be able to answer the trivia question, which I can't even answer. So I might have to do some Googling or some searching here when I'm on a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Jim Mars, and it's Sci-Fi Day, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about sci-fi today and space aliens. Do they live among us, or is your neighbor one? You never know. Sometimes you wonder. I have with me Jim Mars, and he was just getting ready to tell his story of getting into the sci-fi world and what he enjoys about it. My kids, now, I remember when, before I let you go, before I give you the mic, I've got to say this a little bit. My kids were big Star Trek fans, Trekkies, and Star Wars. We saw all those movies as well. But I remember when I was a youngster, when Star Trek was first out, and it wasn't such a big hit. But, I mean, the generation next, it grew on them, and then the rest of us started watching it. So my sons are into the Marvel heroes and all those, and they had one living with me for a little while here while he was getting ready to move into another home. And so we watched the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But I want to hear your take on the sci-fi.
Oh, well, I've been at it from the get-go. When I was a kid in the 40s and early 50s, I was an avid reader, and I strongly advocate that. Folks, anyone listening, if you'll learn to read and read well and then read widely, you'll become well-educated, okay, without that sheepskin, but you will know things. And it will broaden your mind, and I think that's what helped me in my career as a journalist. I was willing to listen to anything because I had my mind was pretty well conditioned to thinking outside the box because I read science fiction early on, even before it was considered a literary genre.
Before it was cool.
Van, I distinctly remember my Southern Baptist mother telling me, quit reading that trash. You know, there's nothing out there, and you know, you're just filling your head with nonsense. And I'll never forget that fall day in 1957 that I picked up the newspaper and it said the Russians had put Sputnik into orbit. And I went in and I said, look, Mom, this is what I've been talking about. They put a satellite up. We're going to put other satellites up. We're going to go to the moon. We're going to spread out into the universe. And she just, her eyes just got real big, and I never heard any more criticism out of her.
And, you know, we are on satellite as radio. I mean, we're on the satellite. We use Star Guide 3 right now, which is an old one. We're hoping next year we will improve and get on the next one up, you know. But it's, you know, it's a part of our lives right now.
Exactly, and a vital part, you know, especially for people with satellite phones and, and who have satellite TV and on like that. It's just part of all the modern stuff. But it's that I think is what allowed me to become a really good journalist, because if I was sitting at my desk at the newspaper where we used to work and somebody ran in and said UFO landed in the park across the street, you know, some of my associates would just, you know, they ran off and they just laugh and say, boy, that guy was nuts. Me, I'd at least get up and go look out the window, you know, or maybe even go downstairs and look over at the park to see if maybe something was there, because when you look at the historical record, it's just there, okay? You go all the way back to the Bible, to Ezekiel with the fiery wheel that picked him up and carried him to a city in the mountain. You go back to the Dogon tribe, who accurately described a two-sun system out in space because they said people landed and told them about it. You go back to the Sumerians that wrote about the Anunnaki, that translates as those who came from the heavens and landed on the earth. You go all the way back, and we have not been alone throughout our whole history. And Bethann, this is kind of an encouraging thing, because unlike Battlefield Earth, where they have to struggle to try to throw off this alien invasion, you know, today, I just don't really think we have to worry about Independence Day, where they're going to come and blow up our cities and try to eat us or whatever, because if that was the intent, I think they certainly would have done that long before we developed space weapons and laser-guided weapons. They would have done it when we had swords.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid hearing Dad talk about that, and he would, you know, how do we know, and my grandmother, how do we know that those aren't angels coming down here to help us out and do this and do that? And my daddy used to say, how arrogant are we that we think we're the only beings God created? And then he said, why do they always envision them to be mean and evil and cruel? And right. Then I got to thinking, one of my other wise things that my father told me, while I was going through some hard things, you know how teenagers are, they go through terrible things, and he goes, people judge you by the way they are. And so maybe we're judging the aliens in our imagination by the way we are in our hearts.
That's a very good point, but and, you know, we're a little bit aggressive and a little bit you know, too eager to fight. Maybe we think maybe we throw that off on them. I really think so, but you know, I'm with your dad. I think it's very arrogant to think that we're the only things in the universe, because just think about it, you know, if you believe in God, then you think, hey, wait a minute, did God really create all these billions and billions of galaxies that contain billions and billions of stars around which billions and billions of habitable planets are revolving, just so we'd have something to look at in the night sky?
Interesting.
Doesn't make sense.
No. It doesn't. We'll get back to Battlefield Earth. We chased a few rabbits here and there. But I think I've got just a minute. Let me read, because I was telling them we're not into politics, but let me read this just a little bit, this preface that I have here. 1977, NASA launches the space probe Voyager 1. One of its missions, answer the question, is there intelligent life beyond our planet? Fast forward 1,000 years and question answered by the, is it cyclos? Is that what they call them?
An
alien race. Who've proven just how terrifying intelligent life can be. Tracing Voyager 1 back to its origins, the cyclos have scorched the Earth, all but wiped out the human race and stripped the planet of natural resources. Now, in the year 3000, which is what the book is, humankind faces total extinction. But in this post-apocalyptic world, as a new millennium rises, so too has the courageous Johnny Good Boy Tyler. I like that, good boy. A natural-born leader, Johnny manages to raise an army out of the remnants of humanity, knowing that against the seemingly invincible aliens, the uprising will require a daring strike on an epic scale. It is the end of our world. Is it the end of our world or the dawn of a new one? Will the human race be an instrument of the planet's destruction or the seed of its rebirth? The answers lie at the heart of Battlefield Earth, the landmark's New York Times best-selling saga of intrigue and suspense. You know, it sounds a little bit, it says it's got love and war in their power and vision. It sounds a little bit like politics to me.
That's right. Well, and here's what's interesting to me is again, these aren't just evil aliens who come down and try to conquer the Earth. If you, the backstory is that the intergalactic bankers have loaned money to the intergalactic mining corporation so they can come to Earth and just strip mine the minerals resources of the Earth. And, oh, yes, there are these pesky humans that get in the way, you know. It's like we're almost an afterthought.
So at that point in time, we all have to become the greeny weenies where we're protecting the Earth and the environment.
That's true, and it might come to that, because I think the question is, and you know, Stephen Hawking raised this question. He said maybe we should not be advertising our existence out into the universe because we might not like who shows up, you know.
Well, it seems that way in Battlefield Earth, and it looks like I haven't got started reading it yet, but it looks like a great story, and I think I'm looking forward to having the audio version of it too, and it'll be a great read and a great listen. That'll be very interesting. Let's tell my listeners how they can get the book. Do you have that information in front of you?
Well, yes. I mean, you're talking
you're the
about
spokesperson,
the
right?
A question for the day, right?
It is.
All right, I tell you what, Voyager 2 is now out past the solar system. It is the farthest any man-made object has ever gone. And on board is not only some depictions of a human male, a human female, but also indications and almost like a map showing where the Earth is located. This is, I think, the item that's kind of raising some concern. But also on board is some music from Earth, so they understand, you know, what our music sounds like. And naturally, I think you've got some snippets from Chopin and Beethoven, but also, is our old favorite, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry's
out flying through the universe, out beyond the solar system. And the trivia question for today is, what Chuck Berry tune is being carried on the Voyager 2? And if you want to, I can give a hint.
Okay, nope, we'll give a hint when we come back. We're heading into a break. I'm going to give the phone number, though. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I wished one of my boys was listening, because I bet he knows the answer. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're talking about sci-fi and space aliens with Jim Mars. Battlefield Earth is the book, and we will be right back.
Thank you. CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Jim Marsh. Jim, you're a hoot. I love having you on. This is just great. And you went up a notch. You telling me about your Southern Baptist mama, because that's what I am. Actually, I was raised a Methodist, but then I married into the Southern Baptist. I raised 5 sons, so I...
Well, thanks to my wife, I am now a Methodist, too. But I tell people, they say, what are you? I say, I'm a Zen Baptist. Which is better known as a Methodist.
Oh, goodness. Well, I know that It's a crazy world we live in, and I can relate to what your mom was saying, because I know there was times my mother told us we were listening to stuff we shouldn't be listening to,
and
reading things we shouldn't be reading, and I'm sure that I didn't do that much with my kids. I kind of let them, I didn't always like their music, but I kind of let them listen to whatever, but not on my radio. On my radio, they had to listen to what I was listening to.
That's true. It's interesting because if you think back, there was a time in the 50s and the 60s when we were told that by the government that there was really no such things as UFOs, and it was all just misidentified aircraft or perhaps some kind of mass psychosis. And you know what? As a young journalist, I thought, wow, what a story. A heretofore undiagnosed contagious mass psychosis, you know? But you never hear that anymore, do you? And that's because everybody today, with their cell phone cameras and their camcorders, everybody's got a camera today. And all you got to do is go up on Google and type in Google images and say UFO. And man, you can spend weeks and maybe the rest of your life looking at pictures people have taken of these things flying through the air. So they're here. Okay, they're here. There's not any question about it. The question is, who are they and what do they want? And by the way, let me get a shameless plug in for my own book, Alien Agenda, which has been out for several years, and by the way, I've been told is the top-selling nonfiction book on UFOs in the world, because it's been translated into more than a dozen languages. And it covers, Beth Ann, it covers the whole gamut from ancient astronauts to crop circles to animal mutilations to the so-called abduction phenomena to remote viewing. It's got it all, and it's all right there. And for someone who's just now kind of cracking into the idea that maybe we're not alone and maybe there is something going on, I would highly recommend my book Alien Agenda as a good primer, a good way to start and learn the overview of the whole issue.
Well, we have a caller with a question. I don't know if he's got the answer to the trivia question, but he has a question for you. We have Frank from Pennsylvania. Frank, how are you today?
Very good, Beth Ann. You're running a fantastic show there with Jim. I've been a fan of his for many, many long years. And I'll tell you, just about everything that man has done is incredible. But I got a question for you, Jim. Do you think they're ever going to send astronauts ever back to the moon?
You know, that's a really good question, because when we never went back to the moon, we still had 22 of those Atlas rockets that were all prepared. And Frank, if you're old enough like me to remember, before we went to the moon, the idea was we were going to go there, we were going to colonize, we were going to set up a base on the moon, we were going to mine the mineral resources of the moon and pay for the space program. And that's never really happened, has it?
And same with the planet Mars. We were supposed to have that colonized by the mid-80s, because I have this book from 1970 that has a 30-year planning chart for NASA, and a lot of these items and things did not come into play until many years after they were listed on this chart.
That's true. And what gets me is the excuse seems to be that, well, it's real expensive and we really just can't afford that. To me, you know, considering that they had these 22 Atlas rockets ready to go and that we had so looked forward to spreading the human race out into the universe, that's kind of like saying, well, we built this Rolls Royce, but we can't afford the gasoline.
But then there's a lot of the black ops stuff that happens and occurs all the time that we never know nothing about at all.
Well, now you're getting into the secret space program, and I've been very skeptical of that for a long time, but I'm beginning to think there really is something to that, especially after the Pentagon freely admits that they can't account for $8.5 trillion, you know, which is an unimaginable amount. Where'd all that money go to? Apparently it went to the space fleet, to space operations that we are not being told about, even though it's tax money being used to support that program.
Right. Well, up in the area where I'm originally from, up in the Pocono Mountains, back in 1973, there were three UFOs seen flying out of a lake up there that was witnessed by 80 people, and one of them was an off-duty Pennsylvania State police officer. And my father had been working at the Monroe County Courthouse at the time, and he said that the civil defense was on high alert, and the next morning they went out to that lake and they found thousands of dead fish emitting high levels of radiation.
Yep, and that's not the only incident like that. And they seem to have a penchant for and are being drawn to water. So there is one idea that maybe the Earth, you know, which is like two-thirds water, maybe water is kind of scarce in the universe, and it may be that they stop by here to fill up.
It's a very good possibility. Well, hey, Jim, you keep up the great work, and I love the stuff you've done on JFK.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Always question authority.
That's right.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. We appreciate it, Frank. Thank you much. We have Skits from Nebraska. I think he might know the answer. We have Skits.
Well, an honor to speak to Mr. Mars. I've listened to you on Coast to Coast and have admired your work. I did have the good fortune of living for 5 years in San Antonio. But I call your attention to the fact that I think it was last year, Clyde Lewis on Ground Zero pointed out that Congress passed a Space Exploration and Mining Act. I think, don't quote me on the number, but I think it was H.R. 1122 that President Obama signed, giving multinational corporations carte blanche to grab people, stuff them in their capsules, and you go off to the moon, and you're a grunt.
Hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's there's been a lot of question about that. We don't know to what extent or even if they are actually implementing something like that, but that's a little bit concerning.
Yeah. I think one of the things we sent to with the Voyager was a gold record of Elvis and several artifacts of our history and a goodwill message. Some.
Right. Well, the trivia question for today, maybe you can answer this, because along with Elvis and along with some classical composers, they also had Chuck Berry. What Chuck Berry tune was being carried on Voyager 2?
I have no idea. I did not follow Chuck Berry.
All right. Here, I'm going to give you a hint, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that's a giveaway. That's not a hint.
As I give you a hint,
I've heard that the tune sounds familiar.
Okay,
Go Daddy.
We got another caller with a guess, so.
All right.
Quickly,
or you missed the question.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, we're going to go to Chet from New York. He thinks he knows the answer. Chet?
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. It's Johnny B. Good.
That's right. He gets the gold star.
He gets the book.
Really. It was Sagan. It's not that out there, wasn't it?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't Professor Sagan part of the people that put all
this
information?
Yes, there's a recording. Yes, there's a recording from Carl Sagan on there too, and I guess he's saying hello to those billions and billions of stars.
Oh my! Chet, we're going. Go ahead.
We're
going into a break.
Okay.
Chet, don't hang up. Okay.
Okay, well.
Chet, don't hang up because we need your address so we can send you the book. You just won the book. Johnny B. Good. So don't hang up. Give my producer your address. We're headed into a break. You've got some questions, or let's figure this all out with these space aliens. Kind of like the Twilight Zone. Do, 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 do. And Jim Mars and Beth Ann will be right back, but the number to call is 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas.
This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of our award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Jim Mars. We're talking about sci-fi. We're talking about space aliens. We were going to go back to Chet. I don't think he was quite done. Chet?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just make it quick because I know you're short on time. But, yeah, I'm so happy that both of you guys are bringing this up because I've always believed it was real. But the more you study it, they're definitely something interdimensional. Sure, it's got to do with angels. How far do we take it, you know? They usually come down, a lot of experimentation going on. You know, with the book that Tex has just written, sure, they'd probably want to come down, scorch the earth. Isn't that part of Satan's plan? Then you have your good angels like a Gabriel and a Michael, and I believe they pop in and out, you know, maybe other ones, of course, and I believe we all have a guardian angel. So, I mean, this stuff is very real, but the preachers today are very scared to touch on it. I'll let you guys go on it, but thank you so much for bringing it all up.
You're welcome.
Really, we need it.
Okay. Well, if you give me, we'll get your information, and I'll send you the extra book that I got here, Chuck. All right, Chuck.
Oh, Brian already did. He's a lovely gentleman.
He is. He's a good guy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Jim, this has been so much fun.
fun. A little twist from what I'm used to when I have to get on my bandwagon, you know, with the politics and
Well, politics today, it's enough to drive you crazy.
Well, we wonder if they're space aliens, that's for sure.
You got to wonder.
We're going to have to bring out our little what do they call that thing on Men in Black where they did the flash of the light and you forgot everything.
That's right.
We start all over again. But
it's all perception. He was talking about angels and he's talking about demons and devils. Let's say you and I and another person were going through the woods and a little diminutive green figure runs across our path, okay? You might say, wow, I just saw a space alien. And the other guy may say, no, I just saw a demon. I might say, oh, I saw a leprechaun. You know, the reality is there. It's just all our particular different perspectives that come into play.
Oh, absolutely. We all see things just a little bit different. But, you know, I actually had a dream when I was a young woman about the spiritual warfare that was going on. And it was the demons and Satan's angels and God's angels that were fighting over my soul. And it was so real. And I was scared to death when I woke up. Scared to death. And I had the same dream three nights in a row.
The Vatican, not too long back, you know, they had a guy that was in charge of exorcisms, and he was going on about how that the demons were coming down here and everything, but they've changed their tune. Now the very same guy has put out a message from the Vatican saying, okay, folks, look, there's probably people on these other worlds, and they're not demons, they're not angels, they're just people kind of like us, and so that's pretty interesting because I'm wondering if the Vatican knows something we don't.
I don't know. Like I said, we kind of wonder about things. Well, Area 51, and I was in New Mexico several years back, and they're pretty proud in Roswell, New Mexico, about their status with the aliens coming down there. They have a big festival, and they have all kinds of things where they have the space alien pictures and statues and all kinds of things going on, and it's kind of their thing.
Well, but you know, Beth Ann, it wasn't always that way.
No.
Because I can remember back in, I don't know, boy, going back to probably the 80s, that my first visit to Roswell, nobody wanted to talk about aliens or spaceships or UFOs or crashed saucers or anything else. And I mean, Roswell, people don't quite understand this, I think, but Roswell actually is just kind of a small town. And like most small towns, they're pretty clannish and they keep together themselves. And, you know, they didn't really want to get into that. But then, I don't know, like you said, they kind of found out the commercial viability, and they've got the big museum there. They've got shops that are now specializing in outer space stuff, and they've got, even the Walmart, as I recall, had a UFO crashing into the front of it, and they got UFO things all up and down the main street, and you know, they've completely come around. Now they're quite proud of UFO background.
Tap into the money.
yeah, follow the money, as they say in journalism.
Yep. Well, it's been a pleasure. I would assume now that they can get the Battlefield Earth, they can get that at any of the bookstores.
That's true. And you can go to the website, battlefieldearth.com. That's easy enough.
All right. Soon to be owned by China. Battlefieldearth.com. I just had to throw that out there.
Totally true.
It is true. Unfortunately, it is true. I can't believe we're giving that up. You know, the free enterprise of the Internet, and we're going to hand it over to China. It won't be free anymore, will it?
That's true.
It'll be plastic?
It will if the money people have anything to do with it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the book is there. You can go there and get the book, and you can also probably go there and order the audio if you prefer to have that, or if you'd like to have both. Now, I'm gonna put aside my inhibitions, and I'm gonna say, you know, a lot of talk show hosts, they get autographed copies, and that would be so nice to have an autographed copy of Alien Agenda.
I think
you know anybody can do that?
I think that might could be arranged.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, send me an email with an address, and I will somehow see you get one.
All right, we'll do that. Jim, it has been a pleasure. I thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today. My listeners have thoroughly enjoyed you. They've liked the break, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, it's been fun, and listen, read Battlefield Earth. It's a great read, and start thinking outside the Earth, okay? Because, hey, we're just part of God's universe, and we're all in it together, you know? Nobody's left behind.
Nobody. Well, not at this point in time, anyway. Nobody's
no, sure
left
not.
Behind.
Thank
well,
you, Beth
thank
Ann.
You so much. I appreciate it so much. You know, folks, we've taken a little break from the politics today, and we really have appreciated Jim being a part of the show. He's obviously promoting Battlefield Earth. It looks like a great book, a great read. Like I said, I haven't started. I've just read some of the accolades on it and the preface, and it is going to be a great book. If you love to sit down and read for hours at a time, that's going to be it. If you like to just sit and read a little bit and put it down and come back, you got a long time to go with this because it's a nice big book with lots of storyline, covers a little bit of everything, and it's going to be a great read. So go to battlefieldearth.com, battlefieldearth.com, or go to your local bookstore. I'm sure you can find them there as well and get that. It's going to take every single one of us. You know, it was nice to have this break. Talk about the space aliens. You know, there is that old joke about all those that were born back in the 9 months after those aliens landed there in Roswell, and I think some of them were named Hillary Clinton or something. Anyway, that's a joke, just a joke, but sometimes we wonder, are the people we walk around with, are they aliens or are they human? You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. As I said, it takes all of us. It takes all of us. We have to have some fun from time to time and bring America home. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn... can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.